As we heard earlier on KFSK News, there will be a four-way race for 2 3-year terms on the city council, including candidates Sue Flint, Paul Anderson, Karen Olson, and incumbent Ed Sarf. Then there's another four-way race for a 1-year term. Those candidates, again, are Nancy Strand, Dan Hickman, Pam Speck, and Jim Demko. Mayor Al Dwyer and recently appointed Councillor Rick Braun are unopposed. Each will be seated for a 2-year term. But voters will also decide whether to remove another sitting council member from office. Proposition 4 asks whether Councillor Lee Corio should be recalled. The publicly submitted ballot measure accuses Corio of violating the Open Meetings Act with fellow councillors Bob Nilsson, Melinda Hofstede, and Sarah Stoner. The act prohibits more than 3 city councillors from discussing the city business in private. All the councillors denied the allegations this summer. Stoner and Hofstede eventually resigned their seats. In his response that will appear on the ballot, Corio writes that he has never met with 3 other councillors at one time or in a serial meeting. A serial meeting can be a series of one-on-one discussions of city business that ultimately involves a quorum or majority of council members. Corio has 2 years left on his council term. Ballot Proposition 1 asks whether the city should bond for up to $3 million to help pay for improvements to Petersburg's electrical generation and transmission infrastructure. Ballot Proposition 2 is a housekeeping measure that would allow the mayor to administratively excuse other councillors who cannot make a meeting. Ballot Proposition 3 would allow Petersburg to work with other communities in the creation of a regional solid waste management authority to better deal with Southeast Alaska's garbage. Along with the 4 propositions, there will also be a contested race for 2 school board seats. Bree Hayes is in the running, along with incumbent members Sarah Holmgren and Jim Schwartz. There is a competition for 3 seats on the library board as well. The candidates include Mary Ellen Anderson, Karen Quitzlin, Sandy Wolf, and John Wright. All the other board and commission seats are uncontested. Hospital board incumbents Tim Kiedemann and Jeanette Ness will fill the 2 open terms on that board. Planning Commission member Ron Bushman will serve another 3-year seat. Stephen Samuelson will serve a 2-year term on the commission, and a 3rd commission seat has no candidate. Harbor Board Chair Kurt Wolfhuter will get another 3-year board term. The other Harbor Board seat had no takers. Public Safety incumbent Stan Hjort and Jim Engel will take the 2 terms on that board. Charles Martinez will serve a 3-year term on the Utility Advisory Board. There are 2 other Utility Board terms without candidates. For Parks and Recreation, there are 3 seats open and 3 people signed up. Incumbent Sumner Baxter and Angel Warhatch will serve 3-year terms. Kathy Reamer is up for a 2-year term on Parks and Rec. We'll have more coverage of the contested races and the ballot propositions in the coming weeks on KFSK, including live call-in shows on the candidates and the issues. The election is October 6th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.